Dr. Joanne Lynn is a senior scientist with the RAND Corporation. In the 1980s, she served on the President's Commission for the Study of Ethical Problems in Medicine. And Dr. Lynn joins me now. Welcome.
Glad to be with you.
Can you tell me how common is it for patients to be placed on feeding tubes for a long period of time?
There's not a lot of data on that. It's fairly uncommon and becoming more so. We used to think that we kept people alive with profound strokes and dementia with feeding tubes. But now it's becoming more clear that we don't offer a lot of advantage. So mostly we're using them short-term.
And in cases where they are used, do you know how often are they pulled out?
Well, if they're used for a short time while you're figuring out whether the stroke is really as bad as it looks or whether the person's going to rally after a serious illness, then, of course, you know, you're trying it for a limited period of time and you expect to take it out either because the person's doing better or because they really aren't going to do well and you're going to stop. It's pretty commonplace. There's no good number on it, but, you know, tens of thousands of people every year.
And how do families confronted with this decision, how do they decide whether to pull a tube out?
Well, you have to come to understand what the person faces and what kind of future might be in store. You know, if a person faces a rapidly declining course with a cancer, or they've had a devastating stroke and are really not likely to be able to even relate to their environment anymore, especially if they're in old age, the families, after a little while, come to think that this just really isn't what mom or dad would have wanted, and stopping the feeding tube is part of stopping other things as well and expecting that the person won't live very long.
In your experience, do families making this decision often disagree?
Families tend to work things out. You know, these aren't the kind of decisions that have to be made, you know, between midnight and 1 a.m. Very often we can hold things together for long enough for the family to gather, to talk, to get past their initial disbelief and anger and figure it out. Also, families really don't have that much discord on these things. I mean, they do have shared values. And they're also trying to end up as a family. They're trying not to have these enormous schisms that endure past the person's life.
Once a tube is pulled, is there pain for the patient?
Oh, no. But if you're very sick and your body is breaking down, there are chemical changes in the blood that really shut off hunger, very often shut off thirst. When people who have bad cancer or a bad injury that is barring them from having nutrition, they often look at you and say, shouldn't I feel hungry? And they aren't feeling hungry. So as best we can tell, even a person who had some awareness would not feel anything particularly bad in not having artificial nutrition and hydration.
Dr. Joanne Lynn is a bioethicist and a hospice and long-term care physician in Washington, D.C. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me on.